better. I hope everyone is well this morning. I hope that everyone who has been sick is getting over their illnesses, and I hope that you will enjoy worship today, and that it will be meaningful and helpful and nurturing and challenging and all those things that we come to worship to experience. Let's see, we do have some announcements. Our Lenten evening series continues. The sessions are standalone, so if you haven't been to one, please feel free to come. They're switching from Friday night to Sunday, and the next one will be Sunday, March 26th, which is next Sunday. We're not doing one tonight because we just did one Friday. Next one will be Sunday, March 26th. Then we'll do Sunday, April 2nd, and Sunday, April 9th. And then it will be Palm Sunday and Easter. So if you can come, please come. We usually have some soup or something, some soup and bread or a light dinner. We may even order pizza one night. Who knows? And if you can come to one class but none of the rest, please do so. It would be wonderful. Cornerstone Project, Monday, tomorrow, March 20th, and Tuesday, March 21st. And I had this message from Cheryl. Well, if I could type. Her plan for Cornerstone is to shop on Monday, be ready for volunteers around 3 o'clock Monday, and to prep, cook, and clean until finished. That usually takes about 3 or 4 hours, right? Yeah. She will be ready. She'll be available on Tuesday to get things ready. She needs at least one volunteer on Thursday to help with prep. Okay, let me start again. Monday, she will be here at 3 o'clock to start prepping to cook. She needs volunteers on Monday to come and help prep to cook. Tuesday, she will be here in the afternoon. She doesn't say what time it probably depends on what she makes, but she will be here on Tuesday to finish prep, to get everything together. She needs at least one volunteer to help load the cars. It usually is helpful if there are at least 3 cars to carry things. And then, of course, we need at least 5 or 6 people to help serve. So if you want to help on Monday or you want to help on Tuesday, just show up, and she will be grateful for the help. It's always a good time. It's always fun. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call or you can give her a call. Her number is in the bulletin, and we'll get some people fed. We seem to have a lot of announcements today. Okay, we always need liturgists. We've got through April, but if you want to do it after that, please sign up out by the stairs. If you have an article for the newsletter, Patricia needs it by tomorrow. Mission team meeting is Thursday, March 23rd. That's this week at 7:30 p.m. in the parlor. And the spring gathering for the Presbyterian women is Saturday, April 1st at Mount Washington Presbyterian Church. It begins at 9 with registration. The program is the Harriet Tubman story, which sounds very interesting, presented by historic reenactor Patricia Humphreys Fan. On Saturday, April 1st, we will also be having our spring cleanup day to get the church ready for Easter. And we will be making palm crosses on Sunday, April 9th. Saturday. You're right. Saturday, April 9th. There are fish banks out in the narthex if you would like to collect money for one great hour of sharing. Do we have any other announcements that we need to hear this morning? No, it's actually Saturday, April 8th. This Saturday, April the 8th. Yeah. That was my bad. Sorry. Because I can't read a calendar. Okay, so any other announcements? That Palm Crosses is Saturday, April 8th. Okay. Seeing there are no other announcements, as I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
I have one additional announcement. Peyton is here with her Girl Scout cookies, so if you ordered Girl Scout cookies from her, then they'll be in the narthex, I guess, at the end of the service. Please stand and join me in the call to worship and the prayer of the day, if you're able. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to God with songs of praise.
For God is great. God created the depths of the earth and the heights of the mountains.
God created the seas and the lands, people and all the living creatures.
We give thanks to God, for God is good.
We praise God's holy name.
Please join me in the prayer of the day and the Lord's Prayer. Almighty God, all that we see, touch, hear, smell, and taste are gifts from you. All of our neighbors, our friends, and loved ones, and even our enemies are created by you. May we find blessing in the wonder of your creation as we worship you today, as well as in the stories of your people and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear us as we pray this prayer, and also as we pray the prayer that Christ taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The hymn of praise is from the Big Blue Book, number 288, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Thank you.
we try to hide from you, gracious God, we are like the psalmist who feels your hand heavy upon his conscience. With open hearts, let us no longer hide, but make our confessions of sin before God and one another. Let us pray. God of ultimate love, you created us and the world we live in and called it all good. But we turned away at the first opportunity, away from Eden, away from innocence, away from you. Yet you continue to seek us, to heal us and creation by showing us how to live by loving others and you as you love us. Forgive us, O God, for turning away. Help us to learn the lessons of our ancestors, softening our hearts towards you and all of your creation, that we might heal it and be healed ourselves. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Even though we fall short of God's intention for our lives, God never forgets or leaves us alone. Thanks be to God in Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Peace, ma'am.
Peace to you.
Like that dress. That's very seasonally appropriate.
Well, it was no Friday. Friday.
Yeah.
Peace of Christ. Which she farted so hard she didn't even change.
That's right. Just took the boots off.
You know.
You say I have
a
bunny elbows?
I'm not going to say that.
Do I have bunny elbows?
I didn't say that.
Everybody get their throats clear.
That's right.